The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey everybody, it is Radley and it is the Angel Tarot Show. It is so good to be with you guys. So I kind of wanted to talk about something as very simple and yet deeply meaningful as sunrise and sunset. I have these recent weeks really gotten into my sunrise walks around my neighborhood and really enjoying the whole thing of getting to watch the sun come up and see how beautiful the skies can be. Sometimes they are incredible and other times it's just sort of a typical morning. And as I thought about that and thought about sunrise in the morning and sunset in the afternoon, I thought about how so many of us came out of 2023, but also just how everybody at different points in their lives are at different points of a metaphysical spiritual day. We might be in this place where we are experiencing deeply a sunrise, where we're finding ourselves experiencing this whole concept of a brand new day. This is where things begin. This is the beginning. And that's happening in the East. Or maybe it's different for us. Maybe we are experiencing at this particular moment in time a sunset, where it is time for things to come to completion, for things to resolve themselves. Or perhaps it is time to let things sleep. The thing about a sunset is that it inevitably and always leads to a sunrise. It's always going to happen. So even if we find ourselves in this place where we are experiencing a sunset, we can, and if that sunset feels to us to be one of contentment, that's awesome. If it feels one like one to be of challenge, then we can know in our hearts that the sunrise will come. It will happen. We have long looked at the sun and the moon as being representative of incredibly powerful forces in our lives. The sun has often been looked upon as a deity, as has the moon. And we can continue to see them that way from the standpoint of the metaphysical, or from the standpoint of just the cosmic divine energy that they radiate to us. From the sun, just like in Tarot, we get to feel the sun upon our face and to experience the joy and the happiness that come to us at any particular moment, and to feel the warmth on our face that says everything will be all right. But there's also the moon, and the moon is so much more introspective, just like in Tarot, where maybe we're not quite sure where we're headed. Maybe we don't know for a fact, how is all of this going to turn out? What will happen? What will happen to me, and what will happen to people that I love? And yet, the moon may sometimes be full and sometimes be new. And it is in the newness that we are not in the fullness of our understanding of where our lives are headed. And yet, in the newness, everything is possible. Nothing has been revealed. Literally, every conceivable possible action that might come our way is available to us. Slowly, we can go through the energy with the moon that gets bigger and bigger and bigger until we are in the fullness of our realization, the fullness of our understanding, of our experience. Helping us with that can be Archangel Haniel. Of all the archangels that I work with, Haniel is the one that feels the most like goddess energy. Haniel comes to us in the silvery blue, much like the moon, and provides to us the insights that come from going within. She helps us to become in connection with our intuition and our intuitive gifts, to help us to have a sense of that it will be okay. And then as we get to the full moon, with Haniel helping us to have that full realization that in Tarot also happens with a moon card, where the revelation occurs, the aha moment. The moon card in Tarot does represent that which we do not know, but it also represents the moment before we do know. It is before the awareness. And with the awareness may come great excitement, enthusiasm, or maybe it brings disappointment. But what we know is that in the revelations that come from the moon, the sun will come out. Even as the moon continues to go through its cycles and slowly fades away into the next new moon that is coming, the sun will come up and it will warm our faces, just like the new day. The possibilities will not end. They will be there for us. The divine loves us. I believe that with all of my heart. One of my favorite things that I have in my life, there's a lot of favorite things I have in my life, but one of them that I love about myself is Faith. Not just the dog, because one of my dog's names is Faith. And I am super grateful for her and for Riley, my other dog. But I'm also deeply grateful for the faith that was brought to me, that was given to me by my mom, that allowed me to be in this place of understanding that the universe does love us, that there are beautiful and wonderful things coming our way. Having that faith allows me and you to get through the difficult times, to make it through the uncertainty of the night until the new day comes the next day. So where are you right now? Are you in the sunrise? Or is this the moment of the sunset? And how are you going to look at those things? Will you look at them for the opportunities? Or will you look at them towards the loss? It's human and normal to experience a loss. We have to. We can't move on otherwise. But we do eventually have to look at it and say, what have I gained? Who am I now? Why am I stronger? Why am I a better person? And what can I do with that magical information? Some of the things that you can do are meditation. Some of those things that you can do are using tarot cards to get information, working with angels. These are all things, by the way, that I teach in my magical manifestation group. We're about to start up again. It starts on April 4th, 4/4/24. So if you're interested in that, if you would like to be working with me and getting the insights you need to go from sunrise to sunset, to sunrise again, check it out, RadleyValentine.com/magic. Stay tuned after the break for your message from the angels regarding your personal questions. Welcome back. It's time for your personal message from the angels regarding your questions of the heart. Hey, everybody. It is the Angelic Weather Report for February 4th through the 10th. So this week, we are using my upcoming card deck, Animal Guides Tarot Cards. Now, this is coming out on March 5th. I'm super excited about it. And so we're going to be highlighting it this entire month so that you can get a peek at what it is like and how it can influence your life. That will be for the Angelic Weather Report part. If you've been tuning in lately, you know we've basically changed a little bit of the format. And so for every card, and we pull three cards, there will be a card from Angel Wisdom Tarot Cards to reflect an archangel whose energy can help with the energy of that particular card. Now, keep in mind, all three cards are meant to be read together as one big genetic energy that goes together. So not card number one being Monday, Tuesday, card number two being Wednesday, Thursday. It's all together. It all comes together. So let's go ahead and take a look at the cards. It's pretty significant reading this week. I think you will agree. So here we have the cards. So card number one from Animal Guides Tarot Cards is release, release. This card says it's time to release the past and move on to something new. The ending is the first step on the way to a happier future. This card talks about letting go and rejuvenation and the confidence to move on, birth and rebirth, rising from the ashes. Let's face it, endings can be very difficult or they can be exhilarating. It sort of depends on which way you are looking at them. I always remember from one of my favorite movies, The Sound of Music, where Maria says, whenever God closes one door somewhere, he opens another. And so if spirit is closing a door for you, look for where that door is opening, and particularly if it's feeling challenging for you. Likewise, this card is ruled by peacocks. So peacocks literally talk about endings leading to new beginnings. It's central to their symbolism. It's a bird that is often associated with like the phoenix, you know, the phoenix that rises from the ashes to live again. The bird is self-confidence and inspiration says, let go and let God. Embrace the changes that are happening and know that they will bring blessings into your life, even if you can't see it right now. Card number two is the Chariot. The Chariot. This card reads, you can successfully balance various or opposing energies all at once through determination and focus. You've earned the rewards and recognition you are receiving. So this is a card that talks about balance of strength and intellect, maintaining control, power that leads to freedom, the confidence and determination that assures victory. This is all about, the Chariot is about change that or abundance and prosperity and success that comes through hard work. It doesn't just fall from the sky. So when this card shows up, it says you've earned the rewards and recognition you're experiencing. It's a time of balancing these different energies. You'll notice there's one dark horse and one light horse. It's balancing the opposing energies. This card is ruled by Arabian horses, which are among the most beautiful and noble creatures. Arabian horses are known for their fine, delicate features and their fiery status. But anyway, this is talking about how they match raw strength with grace and intelligence to accomplish amazing things. In the same way, you're asked to embrace your worthiness and your own personal power to attain your goals. The third card is renewal, and that is ruled by Raccoon. And the card says, it's time to get clarity about your life purpose and make changes so that you're on the path most divinely suited to you. Forgive what has been without judgment and fearlessly embrace what is to come. So this card is about personal transformation and reevaluation, life reviews, making changes, letting go of the past, curiosity, and problem solving. So this is about a card. This is a card that talks about, well, where am I going? Where am I headed? Where have I been? And getting clarity about life purpose and those things that are happening in our life. Raccoons are full of adorable curiosity and innate intelligence, and they exhibit fierce loyalty to others in their group. They're also very good at problem solving, extremely adaptable, and always ready to explore life, which makes them a perfect symbol for their exploration of what is in store for you. So what do we have? The need to let go, the need to release some things that are happening in your life. that you can be successful through sheer will and empowerment of yourself. And it's going to change the way you see things in your life. So let's start. Let's go ahead and look at the cards for the archangels that are working with those. So for release, we've got the Magician, and it's Archangel Raziel. This is a very magical archangel, an archangel that brings magic into our lives, but also helps us to understand the esoteric, talks about past lives. And so that really fits with this whole release feeling of past lives, my old life versus my new life. For the Chariot, we have the Dreamer, which is Archangel Metatron. So this is balance and focus and working well with time, things that match that whole message with the Chariot about getting things done through your hard work. And finally, for renewal, we once again have Archangel Raziel. So that same energy of working with an archangel that's known about that helps us with past lives and magic and things like that, looking at the past to figure out where we are headed in the future. So if you have been working or watching these angelic weather reports lately, you know we've added a new section. And the new section is about getting you the answer to your personal question. So I want you to stop for a moment and think about what question would you like to get an answer for? What would you like to get an answer for? Think about that for a second. What question do you want an answer for? So do you feel drawn to card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four? So think about that. Is it card one, card two, card three, card four? So for your personal question, if you were drawn towards card number one, then your answer to your personal question is the Magician card, which talks about there is magic in the air and you can manifest everything that you need to be successful. If you were drawn to card number two, you got Page of Water, which says you can expect to kindle a new romance relationship or close platonic friendship. You may suddenly receive an emotional message from someone or be invited to a social event. If you were drawn to card number three, it's a little bit more of a challenging energy. It is Ten of Fire, and it says you're working far too hard and the stress will soon become too much. Reach out for help from others and take some time to play and enjoy life. And finally, if you were drawn to card four, your answer to your personal question is Page of Earth, and it says a wonderful opportunity related to your work or education, such as a promotion or scholarship, is coming your way. Seize this chance to learn something exciting or start a more rewarding and uplifting career. So there you have it. There is your angelic weather report and also an answer to your personal questions for this week. Keep in mind that I have a membership group. We call it the Magical Membership Group. It's about to start up year three, and that is going to be starting on April 4th. And this is all about life transformation this year. It's all about the lessons that I've learned about putting myself first, loving myself, and being in a place where I can create the magic I want. 12 lessons of how to make those changes for yourself to have happiness, joyfulness, and empowerment in your life. And you can find out about that by going to RadleyValentine.com/magic. That's RadleyValentine.com/magic. So that's it. That's your angelic weather report for the week. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit RadleyValentine.com/podcast.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.